Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance, the show that offers you the guidance that you need to transform your life. My name is Dr. Carmen Hara, and I'm live every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Home Time Radio. Now, tonight's show is based on, I think, a great topic called betrayal, especially how to recover from betrayal and how to rebuild trust. I think that's the most difficult thing, is to rebuild trust after you've been betrayed. And I decided to host this show because in my career, I met so many people who were very affected by being betrayed. So from my experience as a counselor for almost 30 years, there is nothing as common and yet more painful than being betrayed. And I had a lot of female clients who called me to tell me their husband cheated on them and they ran off with another woman. I just saw a special on NBC the other night how the husband planned to kill his wife after cheating on her for 20 years. And what can I say? You know, it's so painful to hear these stories and how I had plenty of male clients who confessed that their wives or girlfriends are cheating on them. I had a client this morning telling me that his wife left him with two kids for another man. So it happens all the time. So when it comes to the topic of betrayal, you name it, because I've heard it. So, and I'm going to say something that is so true. I think it's true. The saddest thing is that betrayal never comes from your enemies. Betrayal always comes from those you least expect. When you least expect it, and we've all been betrayed, I think, in a way or another, by a loved one, and sometimes, you know, by a friend who stabbed us in the back, for a coworker who lied about us, or a family member turned on us. But the worst kind of betrayal is betrayal in love. That's because our strongest emotions are attached to our partners, and we devote ourselves to this person and give them much, much of ourselves and our power and everything that's inside us. We put our life, you know, we give, you know, to commit means to give yourself to another person. We commit to that person. The fact that betrayal is so common does not make it any easy to overcome. Nor does it justify the fact. So it looks like betrayal at this point is some kind of a pandemic, you know, because it's happening everywhere. So everyone seems to be doing it left and right in the world today, you know, in the world of dating online, when people date 3, 4, or 5 people in the same time. And the problem is, what is it teaches us on a whole? Because we're not acting in good faith towards one another. We're acting on our egos, and we're acting on the fact that we think that we are entitled to be independent and whatever we want when it comes to relationship. So here's an interesting thing about betrayal. Animals act on fulfilling their needs, nothing else. They don't stop to question their decision. They don't think. They don't have the thinking. So this is the right thing to do for them. But we're different than animals because we have the ability to reason, to make the difference between right and wrong, and to apply logic to our most important decision. So before we act, we're supposed to reflect on whether this is for good of everyone involved. So we're supposed to employ a sense of morality. Yet many times we don't. Majority of the times we don't. It's sad, but it's true. When it comes to infidelity, it's almost like some primal instinct takes hold of us and all logic flies out of the window. I mean, we know what we're doing and we know it's wrong, but we're doing it anyhow. I heard the stories from a lot of people telling me, I know I'm wrong, I know I'm cheating on my husband, or I'm cheating on my wife, but I'm doing it anyhow. There are many reasons a person might choose to cheat. They cheat because they think they're unhappy. They cheat because they're bored. They cheat because they have a complex of feeling inferior. Or they cheat because they have a sexual addiction. Or they cheat because they've been wounded, they are broken. There's so many, many factors that sometimes are not fully understood or revealed. I personally sympathize with anyone who's been betrayed because I've been experienced betrayal myself. And who does it? At so many levels. Friendship, friends, colleagues, family members. But throughout it all, I never lost my foundation of faith. I believe that that's key. When you are betrayed, you know that the lesson that you learn, you don't lose your faith. And when I say faith, of course, you know, please don't understand faith like religion. I'm referring to that different kind of faith. The trust in people. And believe it or not, this is the most difficult kind of faith to keep, because once a person betrays you, cheat on you, lies to you, it's hard to believe you'll ever trust anyone again, not to say that person ever again. Now, betrayal has taught me to be careful with whom I trust. Yes, it hasn't taken away my trust in others, and it should not take away your trust in others. But that they betray me, I said, if they betray me, it's what is called their karma, it's their action. It won't ruin me because of their poor choices. It won't hurt me because it's their own decision, and your own decision hurts no one else other than you. So my experiences with others have never stopped me from centering my life on faith and in everything that I believe in, and everything that has to do with faith. And I continue to believe that human beings are inherently good when they use their free will in positive ways. Now, the saddest thing about betrayal is that it always begins with trust. I mean, let's go back to 2,000 years ago, to Jesus trusted Judas. And we all know how it turned out. Finding out about a person's deception stirs up all sorts of heavy emotion. When you find out you've been betrayed, there's rage, there's desperation, there's bitterness, there's hate. And some people, you know, when they act on those negative emotions, they do many, many, many compulsive, impulsive things. And I'm going to use a quote that actually Oprah Winfrey used and has been in all her magazines about betrayal. And actually became a kind of a famous quote of mine. And this is what I said. Betrayal leaves us at a fork in the road. We can become stuck in the bad moment. We can put it behind us forever. So it's our free will. It's your choice to be stuck in the betrayal. And I've seen people stuck in the betrayal their entire life. Or I've seen people have their ability to regain the trust and put it behind them. Put it behind them forever. So no matter how badly you've been betrayed, you must move forward. And you must heal. Because you heal for your own sake. Because otherwise, you will remain, as I said, in the betrayal and relive it over and over and over and over in your next relationship and into the next and forever. So tonight I want you I want to teach you how to rebuild trust and end the patterns of infidelity and clear those harmful feelings from your being, because you don't want to live with harboring those harmful feelings. And I want you to rebuild the trust and, as I said, end those patterns and infidelity. So I'll give you some steps to bounce back from the betrayal and show you how to attract loyalty, how to bring back loving people that you actually deserve to have in your life. And you probably want to ask me, I don't know how to do that. If I'm here to show you how and which are the principles, the foundation, the truth about betrayal, and how can I rebuild trust and have a healthy relationship after what has been done to me? This is what people are asking me all the time. So I've learned from all the people I work with. And I came up with an idea, with a concept, the program that I want people to follow, that I want people to think about. And there are real ways to recover faith. And we'll discover together all those ways together in a moment. But one of the rules of life is this. If you want to conquer something, you have to understand it. So how powerful is that? How can you conquer something that you don't understand? So if you want to go over the pain of betrayal, you have to put the experience of betrayal in front of you and you have to understand the truth about betrayal. Because a lot of people, they just take it so personal without understanding the significance of betrayal in itself. Now, I'm going to give you the five truths of betrayal. And I'm going to start with them. What I think is number one, and each of them is so significant. The number one is the person who hurts you is struggling with their own inner issues that you might know nothing about. And I want to tell you one thing that I want you to remember, that I want you to write it on a board, write it somewhere, frame it, put it on your wall. Only people who are broken break other people. Only people who are abused will abuse other people. Only people who are hurt will be hurting other people. So if somebody is broken, will break you. Somebody has been hurt, will hurt you. So the person who's doing this to you, who's cheating you, is somebody who comes from a broken heart, from a place of being broken before. So that's the first thing that you need to understand about that person. As much as you think, how dare they do this to you and how kind of a horrible creature they are, deep inside their soul, whatever they experienced that you might not know, had a lot to do with having a broken soul. Number two, as much as you might not like to hear it, but the person who's hurting you, believe it or not, was meant to teach you something. The question is, do you see the lesson? Do you get the meaning? How can you understand the bigger lesson and learn it? And what can you do that you don't have to allow it to repeat it? How can you break through that pattern? Then number three, the best way to avoid betrayal is to heal betrayal. But what happens if you have you think, oh, I can't heal and I have an open wound. You know, if there's an open wound, bacteria creeps in and causes an infection. So the same thing in a metaphoric way, if you leave an emotional wound open, you invite the same situation that hurt you to come back in. So I want you to close the wound, because this is the way you close something and you close the karmic situation, because karma means your deeds, your action. The action of the person who's hurting you is their karma. And the way you respond to whatever they did becomes your own action, becomes your own karma. Number four, I want you to think very well that betrayal is one of the best opportunities for personal growth. Believe it or not, it's an opportunity to self-discovery. It's an opportunity to self-improvement. It's an opportunity, you know, to reinvent yourself, to rediscover yourself. You know, it's interesting. When you feel pain, you become resourceful, you become resilient, and you become creative. Believe it or not, the most extraordinary pieces of art were creative in moments of pain. Think of Beethoven. The Symphony of the Destiny was created in a moment of desperation when Beethoven was thrown out of this place. He didn't have where to live. He ended up a homeless man. So, and so many, you know, examples that I can give you in which the most amazing creation of mankind were made out of pain. And it's like an interesting, it's one of our first natural instinct is we evolve through experience. So the law of the universe, is number one law, is evolution. So we evolve through an experience. But coming back to this five truth of betrayal, number five truth of betrayal is actually out of difficulty come the miracle. Out of the pain comes the miracle. There's no pain that is permanent. And after the low comes the high. Such is the flow of life. So if you want to bounce back from betrayal and find out what is in store for you, I just want you to call the show and speak to me at 202-570-7057. And I'm going to take all your calls. And if you've been betrayed, you know, it's okay to talk to me about it. It's okay. Let's share this. Let's talk about it. And feel free to call in 202-570-7057. I'm going to take a break and I'm going to go back to the show and take your calls.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and as you know, the topic tonight is one that I think everybody has experienced in a way or another. And so many of you, you know, relate to this idea, to this concept, to this topic, betrayal, and how to regain faith and how to regain trust after betrayal. Now, as you know, I promise to take your calls. But before I do that, I just want you to, I want to let you know that I have a new book coming, so I'm very excited about that. And also, I'm doing a course called the Love Course, and I'm teaching all of you about different types of relationship, the concept of commitment, and again, I'm going to talk about different topics that I've been talking on the radio and expand the ideas and things that you guys care the most. So you want to be part of the Love Course, let me know. You can feel free to actually email me at carmenhara@aol. And as you know very well, I always want to be part of your I want you to be part of my show and part of my family on Facebook. So if you find me at Carmen Hara on Facebook, I have almost every second day a live show. You can be part of my shows and put questions, and I respond to your concerns. And I think you can also follow me on Instagram. And this is the way, you know, or on YouTube. I have my YouTube channels where I always do a lot of videos with different topics. So let's connect. It's social media. Social media is very important nowadays. And I'm going to go to Nikki. I think it's the first time calling me. Hi, dear Nikki. Thank
Hello.
You so much for reaching out to me. How can I help you, dear Nikki?
Well, you talked about betrayal and mistrust, and I think that is my biggest problem.
Right.
I wrote things down. I don't trust anyone. I've been betrayed, I think, all my life, and they're deep roots of mistrust, and I always have negative thoughts. And when I'm in a relationship, I probably ruin the relationship because I don't trust, and I show that, and it's not good.
Right. So that's exactly what I said. You know, you have, first of all, when that happened, and it can continue to happen unless you're able to heal. And you can only heal if you understand who did it first, you know. Now, betrayal can come even from your family people sometimes. Betrayal can go back to your youth, betrayal can go back to your sibling, or betrayal can go back to your love life. You know, it depends, or it can be either way. You know, you can be betrayed from the people in your family, or even from your man, or from your siblings, or from your kids. Unfortunately, in different ways, betrayal can come in your life. And it's like, you want to make sure you get it out of your system, because if that becomes like a reoccurring energy, continues to manifest almost with everybody around you, and then if you lose the trust, then you definitely, you know, you're having an issue with dealing with anybody. So if you don't mind telling me, we're going back to understanding former betrayals with you, and we go back to who betrayed you first. Like, if you don't mind me asking you, to go back in time, who was the first person you felt betrayed by?
I don't think I was not taught to trust.
Do you remember a specific person or at a certain situation which you felt betrayed? If you go back in time, was it?
It goes back in time, and all my relationships, I never trusted anyone.
Right, because it perpetuated.
I don't know how
it's exactly like a wound that never healed, you know?
Yes.
A wound that was an open wound, so if something is not healed, you always experience the pain. If you always constantly experience the pain and you can never heal, you'll never feel whole, you'll never feel complete, you'll never feel you'll ever be okay. So to regain trust is a healing procedure. It's almost like regaining trust is the method of curing that wound, so that you can be yourself again and start from the scratch and create something different. And that's exactly what I want. And the way to do it, there are different steps. And the first step is always you go to the root of the problem. Where the problem originally? Where was the first wound? You know what I mean? Because the first wound created a mental imprint. The first person betraying you could have been going back in time many years ago. And that seated deeply in your subconscious mind. And the first wound was the most difficult to take it away, to erase, to delete. And then from there on, you know, the mind stay programmed for that, and unfortunately created a pattern of behavior in a sense that you kept on attracting people who did the same thing to you.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes you see people that whatever they do, they lose their money. Whatever they do, whatever action they take, they fail. Or you see people, whatever action they take, they're successful. It all depends with the way the brain is programmed. Does that make sense? Your program,
yes,
when it comes to bringing people in your life, was the program was negative in a sense of being betrayed, cheated by individual who came into your life, and all of them ended up by doing the same thing because you, by not being able to heal, the wound was open, so it was very easy to be hurt over and over and over. And you actually invite them to heal you. Though it makes no sense, but indirectly, subconsciously, that's what you did to yourself. So
yeah,
betrayal is something you have to throw away. You have to write it down, you know what I mean? The worst betrayal on a piece of paper and capture all your emotion, you know, and describe that moment in which you felt it, right? Put it in writing. Get it out of your system, you know, and fold that paper and get rid of it, you know? Burn it, do an act of getting that traumatic event, you know, destroyed completely, so that you break that pattern that exists somewhere deep, deep, deep in the seats of your subconscious mind. Because you want to restart your faith slow. You want to find yourself. You want to forgive. You want to encourage your forgiveness. You want, as I said, you want to erase that mental imprint that already exists. And that's not easy to be done after so many years, but it can be done. And you know, the moment one day you said, oh, I'm going to trust this person again, and I'm going to detach from the people I don't trust, and I'm going to regain faith in myself first. Because you even said it, I don't trust anybody. So up to a point that I don't even trust myself, I will ever trust,
yep,
anybody.
Yeah,
you understand what I mean? It's
yep,
a mental work. You know, there are things that are mental. So it's your mental exercise that you have to do all the time. And you have to acknowledge that the person who, that's why I want you to forgive, because you have to think the person who did it for me was a very troubled person. Was somebody who's been abused or broken or hurt, and I never realized at that time, you know. I just took it personally. I allow it to happen without realizing that that person was not that much of a monster, but was somebody who was a twisted mind, was a sad person, was a bad person, because something bad must have been done to him. You understand?
Yeah, I don't have a trauma of forgiving the, I don't hold grudges.
Right.
When
you forgive, you completely heal, but there's a side of me that says you are not healed, you know?
I'm not healed, no.
You are not healed, because the moment you will be healed, you will 100% bring someone else. You understand? The moment you healed, the next second, someone else will be in your life, you know? And that is not your case, you know? Are you alone right now?
Yes.
Of course. Of course you are. I was just asking you because I expected you to say I am. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because
yeah,
you perpetuated because of, I forgive, but I'm in an inability of bringing someone else because there's a side of me that said the same thing is going to happen to me again, so I better stay by myself, you know?
Yeah, and yeah. Yep. And I
know, because the problem is the mind works on repetition. You know, that's why sometimes we talk that our action keeps on repeating. Our memory of the soul keep on repeating over and over and over. You know what I mean? And we keep on attracting and creating situations that are similar. So you're afraid that if you bring somebody, the same story will happen to you again. And the chances are, yeah, it might happen, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you make a 100-degree breakthrough and a 100-degree turnaround, the danger of repeating that exists is there, you know? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So you also have to work on your emotion. How are you handling that?
What emotion?
You know, you have those internal emotion, emotion of pain, emotion of anger sometime, you know.
Yes,
all those bad feelings associated with what happened to you. It's like it's human. Those are normal. But
I'm not angry at anybody but me.
Yeah, but that's the worst.
No,
that's the worst.
I know.
Being angry at you, it cannot be worse than this. You don't want to angry at you. You want to be in at peace with you to begin before of anybody else. You are with you at peace. Without with you in love with you are with you that you know. Yeah. You want to forgive. You want to forgive you for whatever you allow to happen to you. You understand
right.
that? So in other words, before forgiving somebody who did something bad to you, you forgive you for allowing that person to do it to you. You know, so that it all starts with us. Whatever comes from the outside world, there is an absolute powerful percentage that we participated in this. So we are participants in our struggle, in our, you understand? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I need a lot of help, for sure.
Yeah. And you know, actually, this is way, way simpler than you think. The moment you can make peace with you of whatever happened here and say, I'm fine, and I'm so eager to give myself another chance of being happy. I promise you, you're gonna find somebody who will be the sweetest, who will be too good to be true. Because that's what I see in my mind. Because I want you to work on your vision and expand your mind, you know. That's why I'm giving you a prediction, opens the mind to a possibility. So I want you to open your mind to something extraordinary that's about to happen to you. So as of this very moment, you will allow this man, who in my opinion is 2 years younger than you, who comes into your life, and he will be the sweetest, the nicest, the more reliable person ever to you, who will contradict anyone else before, you know, who will bring you food at your bed, who will ask you every second how you're doing, who will buy things for you, do things for you, cook for you, do things that usually people don't do, but this man will prove loyalty, you know, at a degree beyond even your imagination. And I see this happening, because that will be completely the opposite of everything you've ever done. The other pole, the other extreme, you'll go into the other extreme. I want to break the pattern of whatever went wrong, break it, so that we allow the opposite to come to you. And that's what I see for you. I'm super excited, actually. I'm excited for you, yeah. I tell you, Nikki, there's something extraordinary about to happen to you. So just allow it, just see it and say, whatever happened, you know what I mean? I'm in a way grateful that I learned something from that, and it didn't destroy my life, you know. It affected me for the moment, but that moment is gone, and now I'm ready to start fresh. And now I'm going to bring that person in my life who's going to be better than I could ever imagine. And that's exactly where your life is going. And I'm not giving you a false dream. I'm not just making you believe in something impossible. I'm just showing you the opposite of what you experienced, and that opposite will become your reality if you allow it to happen.
Okay.
And I tell you that person's name starts with an M.
M?
M. M.
Hmm.
M and an R. I see two initial. I think it's a little bit younger, like 2 years younger. I have a sense of the March and May and September. Either you may meet him in September, May, or you meet him in May, he's born in September, something like that. Something with these 2 months. He has an older sister. He's in a medical field. I see him in, like, I read a novel about this guy. Like, I see it in front of my eyes. His entire story coming on and on and on and on and on about this man. Changing the perception about relationship with you.
Okay.
So allow that to happen. Embrace this. Embrace, you know, and say, that's it. This is what I want.
Yep.
I want somebody good. I'm allowing that. I'm bringing that in. You know, I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I've been feeling so stuck in anything that I do.
No more stuck. From today on, you say, you know, I gave up on being stuck. I'm done with the suffering. I don't want to hear about this. I have a new chapter in the book of my life, and what's ahead is just more fulfilling than I could ever imagine, and it's exactly the opposite of what I've been experiencing before.
Thank you.
I invite you on my show anytime you want, and feel free to call in, and we'll talk about this new man, and we'll talk about how you've been healing, because these words are healing, you know? And I want you to say, to tell yourself, do affirmation, like, I'm a being with unlimited potential. The past is behind me. I'm free from the wrongdoing of others. I'm unaffected by other people's behavior. You know, I have faith in others. You know, betrayal has no place in my life. I will not allow myself to be betrayed. So start saying things like this, loud voice, morning, evening, the afternoon. You know, if you want, send me an email, I'll send them to you. This kind of, you know, I always did this powerful affirmation on faith, you know. Like Martin Luther King said something so great. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. So now I want you to take the first step without seeing the whole staircase. So let's take the affirmation every single day and bring that energy in, to bring that person in, so that you'll feel a total different new woman from the day one. And one day you look back and say, was that me? I don't think so. You know, I don't know who that person was.
So what is your email address?
My email is CARMENHARRA, Carmen Hara, my name, CARMENHARRA at AOL.com, Carmen Hara at AOL. Yes, so just send me an email and I will send you all these affirmations. And thank you for calling, and I love you, my dear Nikki, and call anytime. I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to go to Helena in New York. I'll be back with you guys in a minute. Thank you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
I'm Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And I'm back, and we've been talking about betrayal. And I prepare for you tonight 15 steps to rebuild trust after betrayal. And now so many of you, you know, resonate with the topic because, you know, we've been betrayed in a way or another in life, and we just have to learn how to overcome and how to detach from the people we don't trust, and how to put faith in the divine, and how to regain faith in on ourselves. But I'm going to go to Helena right now in New York. Hi, Helena, my love. How are you, my dear?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
A wonderful call. I'm really, you know, so much of it confirms my experience, and I've just recently, I guess, fully realized, you know, that I have really set myself up in a way for betrayal, and I think that self-forgiveness issue
right.
is a big one.
I totally believe you've been betrayed because, you know, I think you've been betrayed because I kind of know your situation. And I also believe that you've been, falsely made to believe that you're going to be with this person when, in fact, this person never had the intention to be with you. So he was misleading you and, in the end, betrayed you very badly in his intention. And there were so many lies. Sorry?
Second person. It's the second relationship that then happens.
Yeah, because usually when it happens once, the problem is, this is the problem, the way the brain works. We establish patterns, imprints in the brain. And, you know, the brain operates on the imprints. And this is the way the memory is created. So that's why what we did, we continue to do. We continue to do the same thing. I mean, a thief is a thief, will steal again. Somebody who did something wrong will continue to do it over and over. Somebody who committed a crime will do the second crime. Very hard to heal.
Right,
that's why people...
I set myself up in a way in both cases for it to happen. And maybe it goes back
well,
to
Well, you did it the first time, and I want you to look back who betrayed you first. Was it your father,
father
who betrayed you? Yes.
He didn't betray me directly, but he betrayed my mother. So in a
exactly.
way,
well, that was the family betrayal, and that was so deeply rooted, you know what I mean, in your family, and that's what you saw, and that's what where your start was on betrayal. So consequently, and this happens all the time. This happens all the time. People that see this in their own family, you know, young people, the young generation, you know, complain a lot of seeing this in their families, and that's exactly what was implemented in your mind.
So, but I mean, the key really is learning to trust myself, which, you know, I guess I'm...
Well, that's what I've been talking the whole show. I think the way to regain a trust is, first of all, have trust in yourself. You lost trust in yourself. You know, when you lost yourself by allowing this person to keep on betraying you. You know, and you didn't work enough in erase this mental imprint, you know, that was seated in your subconscious mind. That's very hard. That's very hard to do. And also, you know what I think you were supposed to do? You were supposed to kind of detach from the person that you knew you cannot trust, but you continue to be attached to that person. You know what I'm talking about. Do you agree?
Yeah.
So I feel like you got stuck there too. But you got stuck because you felt like you needed that person for some reason. And
yeah,
indirectly,
I mean, it's still there a little bit, but you know.
More or less, I think subconsciously you allowed... You allowed betrayal to continue. You understand?
Yeah. I did.
More or less, you perpetuated a problem. You know, more or less, without actually really realizing it. And is this relationship still going on?
Well, I mean, certainly not in the same way it was. I mean, I still him.
But it's still going on.
Well, distantly, I would say, you know, but I'm getting more and more detached emotionally.
Detached or attached?
Detached.
Detached, yeah. Because I suggested you before, and I'm suggesting you even more strongly now that we're talking about feeling the betrayal being so powerful here, I'm suggesting you should let go of this, you know what I mean? Let go of this person. Completely, not only detaching one step at a time in the next 5 years, simply detaching in the last 5 weeks, you know, like really cutting him off. If you want to talk to him, fine, but not really seeing him as a significant person in your life. Just plan your life in a different direction.
Much less as a significant person, because he really isn't. So, I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Try to put energy into the new person who's coming into your life. Try to understand what he really did to you and forgive him. And, you know, it's his problem, whatever he did. Don't hold on to what he did to you. Let him, you know, let this go completely, fully. And you'll actually see how good you're going to feel the moment you will make peace with the fact that he doesn't exist for you anymore. And that you are excited to welcome somebody new. Are you feeling that excitement?
Yeah, somewhat, yes.
Yeah. And do you work on, again, regaining that faith in you?
Yes, I do. I mean, I feel it's getting better.
Like you have to talk to yourself, like giving yourself this promise that you know what I mean? You have that unbreakable trust in you, that you will take care of you, that you will work again, you know, in creating a new reality, and you will not allow yourself to be betrayed again. And this is the end of betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so tell yourself, you know, I will not forget what has been done to me. But I will never allow this to be done to me again. Some people, mm-hmm. what they do is when they betray, they betray in return. And that's a big mistake. But I don't think that has been your case. But I'm just, I'm seeing this in some people. But I also want you to put faith in the divine world, because I know you're very spiritual. So I want you to think that the spirit is involved, the higher power is also helping you here to heal, you know? Because there's one source of trust that will never fail you, and that's the divine source. The divine source will never fail you. And I also want, as I said, in your case, the best thing that you can do is to completely detach, not only from this person, but from anyone else. From anyone else that is not trustworthy. Make a list of all the people. Because probably I think there are other people in your life right now that you don't think, you don't need them in your life. Like make a selection of people that and keep in your life all of those who are loyal. Let go of disloyal people and people that you shouldn't be trusting. And walk away from the people that you don't need right now. Right now, you know, after we hang up from the show, make a list of all the people said that these are the people I don't want to be in touch with. I want to let all of them go.
Do you see anybody specific?
I feel other people at work. I feel other people who made like all kinds of promises that never kept their promises to you. I feel if you pay a little bit of attention, you know, even some so-called friends, I will, you know, think a little bit of, make a list and like in the last 10 years, 15 years, who've been the people who you felt disappointed, who've been, they've been lying to you, they've been giving you false promises. So
yeah,
I could
do that, but then I don't want to feel more like a victim myself, you know, that's the
No,
danger.
But the people you don't trust, you don't need, and create new connections.
Right.
So I'm inviting you to think of all the people that are possible new connections for you, because people you don't trust are not good energy. They're not good.
Well, I'm kind of doing that anyway. You know.
Okay, because I feel like because I know you for such a long time, I feel like you are such a nice person. You keep on allowing people to be disloyal to you, and you let them be. And I don't want that to happen anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. I want you to cut the cord with the people who are dishonest, you know, and get them out of your life with no regrets. Even if you have only 3 friends or 2 friends, but if they're loyal, mm-hmm. keep them in your heart, and those who are not, you don't need them. Mm-hmm. And look for new people, even if when it comes to work, when it comes to your creativity, when it comes to your projects. I think there's a lot of new. For you, there are new projects. I think there's a lot of new ideas. There's a new book, a new documentary. There's a new award for you. There's the possibility of buying a home. I see all of that coming your way. There's a new man in your life. So all of this is new. You know, with you, it's like a brand new life.
Wow.
No more of the old. Let go of the old. You don't need any of this. That's how I see it with you.
Well, I'm so glad I called.
No, because we've been talking about you starting a brand new life and letting go of everything that you don't need, because you turn around in circle without breaking through. When you see that, you turn around and feel like you're stuck in the same pattern of, oh, I'm running from that town to the other town, and I'm running from one rental to another rental. It means something is not working right, which keeps you in the same cycle, in the same situation, in the same boat. And you don't want to be in that boat. Do you agree with me?
Yes, but, I mean, at least now I'm somewhere I can stay for at least a year. You know, I have my own furniture and things, so that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, but that you have a year ahead of you to put it in the perspective. How am I going to buy my own apartment? How am I going to buy my own place? I deserve it at this point in my life. I deserve to make a big chunk of money that can make me afford something extraordinary, you know? I don't want this struggle. Put your mind to work, you know, open that possibility. Mm-hmm. I see you working with a group of people, and there is a brown, light-haired man, tall, very tall, that you've been working on some kind of a project that is a TV project. And on that project, you know what I mean, you will make more money than you've ever made on any project. That will allow you to buy your new place. But you will get some kind of an award with that particular movie project. As much as the movie business, in a way, is dying, this particular one is not. You know, and this can be a field that is completely, you know, thriving.
Right. Well, so, I have, you know, something I'm working out. It takes a little time to develop it, and it's a process, but I'm excited about it.
Right. No, I feel very good. I don't know exactly why you work, and I just go by my own intuition. And it's first time since we spoke for so many, you know what I mean? You know, for so many years. And I'm super excited about your, you know, your opportunity that's coming your way. I think this is one of your major work of recognition, you know? Because I see you at an event that looks like an award event.
Okay.
And I see you dressed with a long dress, like a very classy, elegant, something like a very spectacular dress. You're looking absolutely amazing. And it's just, you get some things, you get an award. And I think this is going to also bring you the money that you need. It's about time for be rewarded, you know?
Well, I care more about just doing it, something I really want to do, and the money.
Do it,
so
and it's going to also pay you and give
award.
You the opportunity for you to also make the money that you need. You understand? Yeah.
Right.
Right. And on top of everything, yeah.
Awards are nice, but I've won a lot, but I wouldn't
right.
turn it down.
Yeah. Right.
So, thank you, Carmen, so much.
So, thank you for calling me, because
so
I'm excited that you finally can moving the right direction. I'm excited that there's so much good happening. So I'm excited. I'm really excited for you. It's very good.
Well, wonderful to talk to. We'll try to talk again soon.
Anytime you want, I'm here for you, Helena. So cut the cord with the past. You don't need the past.
Okay,
everybody.
Lots of
coming at the end of the show, and I'm grateful for listening. I'm Carmen Hara. I'll be with you next time on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on this extraordinary station, Home Time Radio, a Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life next week. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara. Thank you so much for listening. Much gratitude and love.